Mics are live.
So,
Commissioner?
And everyone appears to be ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is 3:03 p.m. on August 9th, 2018. I am calling in for the meeting, and I'm told that Commissioner Brian Krashus and Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk are in the room, so we have a quorum. I call this meeting to order. The only item on the calendar is case number PU-17295. I do not have any opening comments, and because I think it's often better to preside from the room, I will turn the gavel over to Commissioner Krashus to chair the meeting.
Okay, Commissioner Fedorchuk, did you have any opening comments?
I do not.
And I do not have any opening comments either. There is one item on the agenda today, and it is mine. I move the commission extend the rate extension under North Dakota Century Code, Section 49-05-06, until the proceedings are concluded and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Montana Dakota Utilities Company, a division of MDU Resources Group Incorporated, 2017 natural gas rate increase, application case number PU-17-295.
Second.
Some brief background: on July 21st, 2017, Montana Dakota Utilities Company filed an application to increase its rates for natural gas service to provide additional 2018 test year annual revenue of $5.9 million or a 5.4% increase in test year annual revenue at current rates. On September 6th, 2017, the Commission approved MDU's request for an interim rate increase based on the projected 2018 increase request. The interim rate increase of $4.6 million, or 4.2% over current rates, became effective for natural gas service on and after September 19, 2017. MDU is required to refund interim rate amounts in excess of final rates approved by the Commission, including interest. On May 30th and June 1st, 2018, a public hearing was held on MDU's application. On July 19th, 2018, a settlement agreement was filed, executed by all the parties except one intervener. The settlement agreement would resolve all issues except MDU's proposal for a monthly billing surcharge for recovery of ongoing costs related to replacing aging distribution mains under proposed rate 94. The Commission previously extended the rate extension suspension period due to a hearing schedule with MDU's agreement. Given the timing of the filing of the settlement and the issuance of the instant notice, a further extension of the rate extension rate suspension period is warranted. The Commission extends the rate suspension until the proceedings are concluded. MDU agrees with this extension. The issue to be determined is whether the settlement agreement should be approved by the Commission. Those interested are invited to comment on the settlement agreement in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interests in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by September 11th, 2018. For more information, you can contact the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol at 701-328-2400 or 877-245-6685 is our toll-free number in North Dakota, or Relay North Dakota at 1-800-366-6888. And just a few details on this. The original request, in terms of what that meant for customers, was at $2.98 per customer. After the Tax Cut and Jobs Act adjustment was made, something that we requested companies to file, that changed the amount to $1.82. The settlement agreement is at $1.27, and I should add that after the $2.98, the interim rate approved was $2.44. So it went from 298 on the request, then 244 on the interim rate. Then it moved to $1.82 after adjusting for the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And then the final number in the settlement agreement is $1.27. And again, the rate 94 relates to the replacement projects that MDU has proposed to essentially replace aging infrastructure that has been in the ground from 50 to 100 years. So we're still working through that part. It's not a part of the settlement agreement, and we did not reach an agreement on that, and it's actually the proposed System Safety and Integrity Program is what that is called. We, as mentioned, had one intervener who did not sign off on the settlement agreement. We had one intervener that did, and also in the event that there's another interested party that would request a hearing, that's why we are issuing this notice of opportunity for hearing, which would, again, the deadline for comments and requests would be September 11th, 2018.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I do have a question. I thought that we would be opening it up for hearing for 20 days, and you said till September 11th, which is quite a bit longer. Can you elaborate on that?
I can. That's all right.
That would be fine.
The notice has to be published in the paper, so that's simply allowing time to get it into the daily papers in MDU service territory.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that delay. Okay, thank you for explaining.
Right, so this would ensure that we've published the notice and at least have 20 days for any response.
That's correct.
Is there any further...
Any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion's approved.
All right, and this concludes today's agenda. We will adjourn and then open it up for questions from the press.
Before we adjourn, Commissioner?
Brian, before you adjourn, one thing.
Yes.
I authorized Shelley Bosky to sign the order for me.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask for.
All right. Perfect. Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
To clarify then, is it $1.82 that the customers are right now paying, or is it the $2.44?
It would be the dollar, Pat, is it the $1.82 that we've moved to on the interim rates? And I believe it is. Mm. Okay, we'll double check that.
What is the surcharge they're asking for? Do you have an amount on that?
The base rate is, I do. No, I'm having that. Pat, do you have it handy by chance?
You mean the SSIP, that search? Well, it'll vary, but based on an annual basis, they'll file what their programs are for that year that they want to, the projects that they want to pursue, and it'll fluctuate on a year-by-year basis. So
that's a floating type thing.
Yep, it's a tracker. And that one has not been, that's not part of the settlement agreement. They didn't agree on that, the staff and the company. So that one is separate. They settled on the revenue requirement and some other issues that were pending in this case. And that's part of the settlement agreement. And so that's what's being thrown out there, the settlement agreement, for this opportunity for a hearing, just on the settlement agreement.
Okay, I'm sorry, I just... couldn't quite follow. It's not part of the settlement agreement.
They left that. That was part of the rate case filing, but in the settlement agreement, they said we've reached an agreement on all the issues except for this one.
Okay.
So the commission still has to decide separately what we want to do with that it's called Rate 94, I think, tariff request for a tracker to pursue long-term, you know, over multiple years, replacement of their systems that they deem to be the most highest priority.
The reality is there is a lot of aging infrastructure in the country right now in terms of natural gas distribution lines. And in some cases, or quite a number of these cases, the facilities were taken over by a company like MDU. Someone else actually put them in the ground. But it's not just a situation unique to North Dakota. It's a situation that's occurring across the country in terms of how do you handle this aging infrastructure? How do you ensure public safety? And how does that work its way into consumer rates, customer rates?
So if they get this approved, will they have to have you folks sign off on it every year, or how does that work?
That's what they're proposing, but it still remains to be seen. If we were to approve it, we could, you know, have it specify in order the mechanism for doing so and what that would look like. But they proposed the annual filing where we would approve it, and then they would have an estimated cost that would be collected, and then at the end of the year, the costs, the actuals would be trued up, and there would be a calculation, and then the next year you'd start again.
I still have more questions, unless you've got something. Well, it looks like there, and just a cursory look, it looks like there will be a refund coming eventually, correct?
Correct.
But do you have an amount, what that would be?
It would be the difference between
$1.27 and
the approved amount once we reach an agreement on the settlement. It would be the difference between the interim rate, which we're going to double check on that exact number, and then the settlement amount, the approved settlement amount, when that number is finalized and we reach a settlement on the case. It would be the difference times the time period, the number of months, days, et cetera, that customers were in effect overpaying.
But that would be a bill credit, perhaps.
That would be in the form of a bill credit, correct. And there is a stipulation that I believe it is 30 days after the settlement agreement is reached, then the processing has to begin on that. So it's not a long-term situation. Customers would see that on the bill in a reasonable amount of time.
Do we ask which intervener did not agree?
The intervener that did not agree is AARP. Federal executive agencies have agreed with the settlement, and in effect that would be the Minot Air Base, which is a large volume customer user of natural gas.
So this is a kind of a unique rate case in the fact that you had a rate case filed, and then the tax cut came, and then everything had to be refigured, and now we've got a rider for the SSIP. It's turned into kind of a bit more complicated than what you'd probably expected when it was filed.
There was more analysis than you could argue than would normally be done, because a lot of the work had already been completed, underway in terms of how things are being worked through with advocacy, taking a look at the numbers. And you're correct in that the Tax Cut and Jobs Act then changed quite a number of things, but essentially moving from the 35% to the 21% on the top rate changed the equation. So then that's one of the reasons as well why the case has taken longer than it would normally take. But both parties were in agreement with that extension that resulted from the TCJA. So it's more to it, but it's a good thing in terms of the end result for the customer. They're going to see relief from the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and the starting point of $2.98 moving to $1.27 in terms of the proposed amount in the settlement quite a difference. And, you know, in terms of when we're talking about these replacement projects for the aging infrastructure, that's one of the things from a commission standpoint, you're always weighing out public safety and making sure that the system is, the integrity of the system is maintained at a level where people aren't put at risk, and that's incredibly important too. And the other point, and we've talked about this during the work sessions, and Commissioner Fedorchuk has mentioned it on a number of occasions, balancing this out so we don't get to a point where all of a sudden you have such a buildup of projects that the impact to that current class of ratepayers becomes very significant.
I'm just so unclear. Am I channeling my inner Dale Wetzel?
You're getting dangerously close, Dave.
But just so I'm clear, for a while they were charging this $298, and then the tax cuts came
in. No, they didn't.
Oh, they never got
$298 was never charged to the customer. The $244 on the interim rate.
$244, I mean, yeah. But that was charged for a while.
Yes, that was.
Tax Cut Jobs Act came along, and then the interim rate was reduced to another level, which is the level you asked about.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry's checking that now. And then you'll have the final, whatever the commission decides on the final will be the, you know, what the customer actually ends up paying. And so it was a little bit more complicated.
Okay. Taking a little longer than it normally would, but you know, the objective is to get it right and make sure that this money, any amounts that were overcharged are returned to the customers. So fortunately we have an excellent staff who will crunch through those numbers and get it down to the penny.
I was glad to say at least you guys have to do the math. I don't. I don't think I could. Exhausted.
Hold on.
Have you submitted the budget?
I would assume we've submitted the budget. It was due, right? And all the narrative has been completed.
I believe the
Randy is still on the phone.
Yes.
Perfect.
The budget was submitted, yes.
Okay. I won't prolong this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I may be calling.
Okay.
Later to talk about it.
Call the chairman. He's in charge of the budget.
Absolutely.
Well, and I'll actually be in and not too long and not too far out, but I just didn't want to hold up the meeting until I get there.
Sure.
So I'm safely pulled over, not driving, but.
Good job, Andy. All right. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Now the challenge is to write this.